This is the Friday feature from WNCW. I'm Paul Foster. The Great American Solar Eclipse will be visible as the moon shadows the Earth across a southeastern arc over the continental United States this coming Monday afternoon, August 21st, beginning at the Pacific coast of Oregon and ending on the Atlantic coast of South Carolina. The total eclipse will be experienced in less than 20 cities in North Carolina from about 1 to 4 p.m. Totality should begin around 2:41 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And joining me now on this special Friday feature about the total eclipse is UNC Asheville's Dr. Britt Lundgren, assistant professor in the Department of Physics.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Doctor, it was just the other day that I heard an expert explain it like this, looking towards a Monday's event. Take it in emotionally, mentally, and physically. Dr. Lundgren, your thoughts.
Well, I think this is a really exciting, very rare event that many of us have never experienced in our lifetimes. On average, for any given location on the face of the Earth, you get to experience one of these total solar eclipses only about every 400 years. So this is a really exciting time for people in our area to actually get to experience one of these rare events really close to home. So that may mean that it's going to be crazy people coming from far and wide to see this, because this is really the first total solar eclipse in human history where you've had such a large number of people able to hop in the car and drive into the past where this eclipse will be most exciting. You can see part of this solar eclipse from anywhere in the continental United States, but in a narrow, about 70 or 100 miles wide, there's going to be a strip diagonally traversing the United States from the Pacific Northwest down to Charleston, South Carolina. And if you make it into that path, what you'll get to see is a very special event, something very visceral. You'll get to see the shadow of the moon approach you at 2,300 miles per hour. And then in normal daytime hours around 2:30 in the afternoon, you'll be able to see the stars come out. You may even get to see streamers of the solar corona peeking out from behind where the moon is blocking the disk of the sun. So it should be a really fantastic event, not just for those of us who are scientists for a living, but for the general public. I think everyone should have a really exciting experience.
Dr. Lundgren, can you give some advice on the best way to view the eclipse?
Yes, you'll get a treat regardless of where you are, provided that the weather is sufficiently clear. I would encourage everyone to find a pair of solar eclipse glasses that are approved and safe. I know there have been some cheap versions being sold online, and I think a lot of those have been recalled, but you want to really be careful, and you can go to NASA's Eclipse website and actually check and make sure that the glasses you've gotten a hold of, if you're able to get some, are safe. Of course, when you have those special solar eclipse glasses, you can look directly at the sun through those glasses safely. Of course, they're not like normal sunglasses, so the rest of the world will appear very dark if you have them on, but that's a very strong filter that allows you to safely look at the sun, and it's not much good for looking at other things. So I would encourage everyone to have one of those glasses. There are also ways to project the image of the sun. You can make pinhole projectors. If you just Google that, you can find really easy, fun instructions online. These are great projects for kids and families. Ways of projecting the image of the sun safely so that you can watch this event without any worry about looking directly at the sun and hurting your eyes. Now, of course, if you're in the lucky few that are able to get into that path of totality where you can actually see the entire disk of the sun disappear behind the moon, then what you'll get to do during that 1.5 minutes where the sun is totally covered by the moon, you'll be able to safely remove your glasses and look with your bare eyes at the solar corona peeking out from behind the moon. Basically, the solar atmosphere streamers coming off of the sun that are millions of miles long, and you can't normally see those on a normal day because they're so much less bright than the surface of the sun, which is what provides most of our visible light. You'll get a real treat if you're in the path of totality, because you will, during that 1 minute where the moon is totally covering the sun, you'll be able to safely remove your glasses and experience it with your naked eyes.
All right, the eclipse is taking place. Somebody gets out their phone. They want to take a picture. Will that picture come out? Will it be visible? What will that be like?
So if you try to take a photo of the sun on a normal day, maybe you've experience that accidentally, catching the sun behind a picture of friends and family, what you'll see is that it usually swamps the photo. So usually if you catch the glare of the sun in a photo, it'll overwhelm the chip that processes the image, and you won't get very much in your picture. So the same is true on an eclipse day. If you do take a picture of the sun with your camera, I would warn anyone from putting their face towards the sun while trying to take a photo. I think that will be tempting during totality from within the path where you can actually see with your naked eyes the solar corona. You can try to take a photo. It may be difficult. It may be difficult for your camera to focus. I would discourage anyone from wasting the very special, precious moments of totality trying to fumble and take a photo. There will be millions of professional photos available after this event.
By the way, let's mention, since we've got you on the line with us, that UNCA has partnered with the Asheville Museum of Science, Asheville City Schools, Buncombe County Schools to host the Asheville Total Eclipse Festival that will take place Monday, of course, from noon to 3 p.m.
Yes, we're very excited. I should note that that's not happening on UNCA's campus. We're excited to be partnering with the local community elsewhere in the city, and I expect this will be just a fantastic event.
Thank you for your knowledge, Dr. Britt Lundgren, professor in the Department of Physics at UNC Asheville. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Joining me right now from the Greenville News, Elizabeth LaFleur. Is it true that cities like Greenville and Anderson are directly in the path of the eclipse?
That is true. We're actually really lucky down here. We're just right in the line of totality, so we're going to have a great view. What's going to happen is, as the sun moves over us, we're going to see about 2.5 minutes, maybe a little bit more than that, of darkness just in the middle of the afternoon. That time kind of varies at different locations.
I'm going to feature a list of events going on around the... With the Greenville News, thank you, Elizabeth LaFleur. That's the Friday feature interview of the week. Hope you're ready for the solar eclipse. And thanks to the Greenville News, Elizabeth LaFleur. Hope you're ready. The total solar eclipse is almost here this coming Monday afternoon. I'm Paul Foster for the Friday feature interview of the week from WNCW, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org.